like to welcome, we have a very special guest this morning by the name of Sharon Irving. Sharon is a worship leader, a singer-songwriter. She also does spoken word. She's been the last 5 or 6 years at Willow Creek in Chicago, in the west suburbs of Chicago. And she's just recently moved to Grand Rapids, and so she's been here for a few months. She got to know Hope College through Chris Bowl and Student Life. Tomorrow night, they are staging and putting on a night of reconciliation and social justice through music and spoken word at the Klutz. It's seven? It's what? Nine? Five? Nine. That's why I got a community to help me out with these details. 9 o'clock at the Klutz. Come here. Sharon Irving, and she's coming with another special guest, Lindsay Love, who's now the worship leader over in Getty. So if you would like to give them a nice, warm Hope College welcome as they come out.
Wow, thank you. I just want to say I'm really excited and nervous, all those normal things. And like he said, I just moved here and took a leap of faith and pursuing what I feel God is calling me with my music, and so I'm just beyond honored to be sharing. It's been a rough journey, so, and thankful for Lindsay. Go see her in Getty on Sunday. So I'm going to share a spoken word in an original song, and I just hope it encourages someone. See, I'm entangled in this abyss of misinformation, and patiently I've been waiting to receive new revelation. But while my mind is contemplating on these expectations, my mind is racing, caught up in a scheme, chasing an American dream. Downward, inwardly, my soul begs for a multiplicity of simplicity. My soul begs for a multiplicity of simplicity. Won't you catch me? Wrought by thee, immutable, suitable, meet every need, God. Like a seed, God, planted organically, he speaks to me. He says, seek ye first and hunt for the kingdom where poor, needy, greedy people walk in line and cross paths beside one another. So sublime one another, where me first mentality and human trafficking are replaced for an unconditional embodiment of his just way. And like earthy silence staring at an empty canvas, begging for a response, an open hand, begging for an art form less pursued, begging for something out of nothing, a simple, sacred kind of being that dances to the pulse within. A being that radiates like the regal smile upon my grandmother's face. A being that moves me from consumer to conduit, wasteful to waiting, wanting to wonder. Indeed, you have called our essence forth. Complacency no more. And as you pour out your fragrant oil, I offer my filthy rags of righteousness, placing them on the floor. Before you, I am renewed. So I conclude this must be truth, manifested, rested in your grip, forsaking the cup of my agenda. For when I drink from it, my feet always slip. This is what it means to be held, compelled no longer by shame or guilt, nailed, sent to the tree. Compelled no longer by shame or guilt, nailed, sent to the tree. This is called Nineveh Song, and as he said, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I love to take one thing that I love to do is take scripture and put it to song and just talk about what it means to be human. And this is taken straight from scripture, and it's about getting out from under our own stuff and seeing those around us. And it's easy to go autopilot and
So it's called Nineveh Song, and it's about Jonah's journey and God calling him to Nineveh, but he was stuck literally under a tree. So that's what this is about.
She walks in the street with tears in a purse, carrying all of her hurt. But oh, what a life she's worth living. Her feet touch the earth above where below wells still there and dry. But oh, what a life she's worth giving. Ever singing, will you respond to Nineveh's song? It's been too long, we gotta get out of this shade. You've been afraid, but it ain't okay the way things are now. Oh no. The bricks on your walls mean nothing at all. The Spirit of God meets a man. No force and no hands can destroy this truth. No. They'll be singing their songs with nothing at all. Voices faint, they grow tired. But oh, what a song worth bringing. They'll keep singing, will you respond to Nineveh's song? It's been too long, we gotta get out of this shade. You've been afraid, but it ain't okay the way things are now. Rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, yeah, yeah, rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, yeah, yeah, rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, yeah, yeah, rise up now. Rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, rise up now, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rise up now, rise up now. Walks in the street with tears in a purse, carrying all of her hurt. But oh, what a life she's worth living.
Thank you.
Pray in closing. Father, we thank you so much for your gifts, your creativity, your heart.
We thank you for the gifts that we've heard and received from this morning. We ask that you would bless us as we go from this place, that we would be your people and that you would be our God. In your holy name we pray, amen. Go in peace.